This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on June 18, 2009. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
The first matter is we have a late submitted document. Mr. Chairman, would you like to move to consider that?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I move to suspend the rules in order to consider agenda documents number 09-32 and 09-32-A.
Thank you very much. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? And the motion carries 5-0. We have a presentation from Joshua Bloom and Robert Knock on the AO 0932.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Senator John Kerry and his principal campaign committee requested an advisory opinion, and you have before you agenda document numbers 09-32 and 09-32A, which provide three possible responses and are designated Draft A, Draft B, and Draft C. The committee plans to provide campaign funds to a film company for its use in developing a documentary film about soldiers in Iraq. Senator Kerry plans to serve as an executive producer on the film. Senator Kerry would not be paid for his work, nor would he have a financial interest in the film. If the film is produced, the committee will receive an amount equal to 120% of what it provided. The committee asks whether the proposal constitutes a permissible transfer of campaign funds for investment purposes under commission regulations. Draft A concludes that the proposal is permissible so long as Senator Kerry derives no financial benefit from the film because it involves a transfer of campaign funds for investment purposes. Draft B concludes that the proposal is not a transfer of campaign funds for investment purposes. Instead, Draft B concludes that the proposal represents an impermissible conversion of campaign funds to personal use. Draft C arrives at the same conclusion as Draft B, but for slightly different reasons. We received one comment on Drafts A and B from the requester. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you very much. Are there any questions of the council? If not, I'd like to make a record that we did have the Draft C was submitted on the Internet last night, and we received an email request to come before the commission by counsel for the respondent. And I want to make a record that we've had requests of the kind before, and we've not done that, and we have not had a procedure for it. Not that it couldn't be done ad hoc, but that would be sometimes felt as treading on unstable waters without any real rules to go by. We have had a recent hearing on that, and I think Mr. Elias and others would be glad to know that we are seriously considering an approach toward getting that done. There are some complications because for a number of reasons, and whether it should be an oral argument or not an oral argument, or should it just be answering questions from a commissioner, and to what extent third parties should participate if it got beyond just that. So, but those are ones that I think we feel we can work out, and look forward to adopting something along that line in the near future, but unfortunately not today. We did mention, if you want to take the time to comment further on agenda document C, then that would be fine. But as I understand it, Mr. Elias, you're comfortable having us proceed today, and that's what we'll do. So, is there any discussion, questions, and motions this time, Commissioner McGann?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. A couple points. I received the email, and I would support a motion to allow the requester to speak even in this case on an ad hoc basis, because this is a sort of AO that truly is an AO request. It's the law, I don't think, is particularly unclear how the law applies to these facts. I think is caused some disagreement. Would support also a permanent or at least a temporary pilot program, just anything on certain AOs, allowing, if the commission feels it would be helpful, to allow requesters to address the commission. I don't think it needs to be a legal oral argument. I think it really needs to be limited to fact questions, because you have to balance it with the need to keep AOs moving. There is actually a a draft that would do this. I hope to have it considered next week at an open meeting, and also have other items I'd like considered. And I'd like to give credit where credit's due, because with the AO policy, the Office of General Counsel was very proactive and actually prepared for our review a draft, and I think everyone's looked at it and had some an opportunity for some input. And there'll be more of that before next week. But in addition to the AO policy, not to get ever ahead of ourselves, but I think the next matter may illustrate why we may want a similar opportunity in the audit context. And I'd like something considered next week on that. And I'd like all these to be able to go blue before the meeting in case there's folks out there who want to comment on these. And that's another work in progress. Turning to the merits of the AO, my sense is there are not, at this point, enough votes to give an affirmative answer of yes to the requester. I really am not looking to say no, but I can't seem to find a rationale that works for me to say no. And in my sort of analysis, I come at it from that which is not prohibited must be permitted. And I've read the regs. I've read a lot of things. I can't seem to find a no anywhere in the body of FEC law broadly defined. I don't see it as personal use necessarily. I think the commission has had a very wide open approach to the use of campaign funds short of personal use, and personal use is I think been defined over the years rather clearly. I'm not convinced this is personal use. The requester seems to represent that it's an investment, and I can't seem to figure out why it's not an investment. Maybe at the end of the day it's not, because maybe there's more facts out there, who knows, but on its face, and that's how I judge advisory opinions, I look at them as submitted. I'm having trouble coming up with a no. Draft C, the late document, I read it to say almost that somehow campaigns could have personal use of campaign funds. I'm struggling with that draft, but my sense is ultimately, unless there's been some change, there is not going to be the sort of consensus on this request that I had hoped for. But with that, I yield back, and thank you, Chairman, for the time.
Thank you. Any further comments? Commissioner Riley.
Thank you. I just wanted to respond to Commissioner McGann's discussion of additional procedures, and I share his view, and I'm glad to hear that we're going to have some movement on that, because we have been discussing those matters, and I think it's time that we take some final action on those matters and create some pilot programs so we can have some experience with it, so we know what will work for us and what will work best for requesters. And also in the audit procedure, I'm glad to hear that. We appreciate the opportunity to comment on some ideas, and I think we need to move forward on those, so I appreciate that. With respect to the advisory opinion before us, my plan is to vote for draft C, because I think it does the best job of answering the questions presented in the request, and perhaps we do take a slightly different approach to these. My view of advisory opinion requests is when looking for permission and approval from the commission, I approach it looking at the history of what has been done in the past, and I agree that there's not a lot of hard law on what investment means in our world, and I don't think it quite means the same thing in the financial world, because there is this personal use restriction. I think that it isn't like the other items that have been described as investments, because they retain a liquidity, they retain the ability of a campaign to access those funds at any point in time. This money may become completely unavailable, and there's no guarantee that it will. It's the repayment of the funds is entirely contingent on something outside of what the campaign is involved in. This the development of a movie, and I don't have a lot of experience developing movies, so I can't speak with clarity on what development is, what a proposal is, what all those pieces are. the comment that we received yesterday, I think that there are perhaps ways that this might not be personal use because it may be related to the duties of the office holder. Unfortunately, I don't think we have enough facts before us about the movie itself. We know about that the movie is about veterans coming back from the Iraq War and a particular injury that they may have. And while I completely agree that Senator Kerry hasn't been involved in those issues, it's been well known, and as the daughter of a Vietnam vet myself, I appreciate his activism on behalf of veterans. But without knowing more about the particulars of the movie, I don't see the nexus on the facts that we've been presented with between that and his official duties as a senator, because in general, the Senate isn't involved in making movies, documentaries, if it were related to a particular bill or something like that. But these are all hypotheticals, and we don't have those facts before us. And if there were another request, you know, that provided additional facts, I assume we would all be open to, you know, addressing another request in this matter. But I don't think that we can be expected to render an opinion on assumptions about what we think might be. It's just not my prerogative just to assume what might be involved. And so I simply don't think the nexus between the documentary and the senator's official duties has been met. And so without more, I can't conclude that it's related to his duties as an office holder.
Thank you, Commissioner. Commissioner McGann.
I actually have a question for counsel about what is an advisory opinion and what it isn't. Let's say hypothetically requester asks for an AO. We grant the AO, and it turns out that the facts upon which we base the decision either aren't quite right, or there's more facts, or somebody's vote was, I don't know, an assumption because they sort of drew an inference that it turns out there's a fact that no one thought was material at the time, and it comes up in a MER. Is that AO still protection for the requester? My understanding is the answer would be that we know, but not to suggest the answer. But I think isn't it really incumbent upon the requester to be clear, and if there's a question up here, we can still vote on the AO as it's presented, and then if they've walked the high wire, then they pay the price. Is that really a fair statement of law?
Well, I don't want to be too categorical, but that does sound to me basically like a fair statement. I would note that we do put in at the end of all of our advisory opinions something that that says that it's based on the facts that are presented, and if there are materially different facts, then they're not entitled to rely on it. Like all lawyers, I suppose the answer in part is one of these, it depends. Do you think that the facts are materially different or not, that whatever facts might not have been presented to us, so there could be differences of view on that. But yes, I think
how much obligation does the commission have to ferret out the facts beyond what the requester has submitted? Are we to take the facts as presented by the requester is true, or is it our obligation to determine whether or not those facts are true?
Well, I think that we do in general take the facts that are given to us as true. There could, of course, always be times when there is something known to us, and I'm not saying anything whatsoever about this request. We're speaking hypothetically.
That's why I'm keeping it hypothetical. I don't want to narrow it to this request because I don't want to cast any.
Right. I mean, there may be situations where, for example, a requester has told us something, and then if we look at the reports that the requester filed, they're saying something different. We would, in instances like that, have a phone conversation to try to figure out why that discrepancy, and we might suggest that they might want to clarify it if there's something that they can resolve in their request, or you know, who knows, maybe it's something where they need to file an amendment to a report, for example.
Thanks, that's helpful. With with respect to this request, I've already stated I'm having trouble coming up with a no, and then because of that, the way I think, I end up in saying yes. But in this case, I think I certainly respect Commissioner Barrelly's view that there are some questions remaining in her mind. And I think it does illustrate the need for a little bit of change here as to how we may do AOs, particularly when it does get into thorny factual issues in areas that we're not necessarily experts. I've never made a movie. I don't know the details of making a movie. We've had other AOs where there's new technology, which some of us may understand, some of us may not understand, some of us may know we understand enough to be dangerous, but not enough to know what we're doing. And that's really the nature of my question, is there are AOs that come up that really do raise questions on a factual level that are not the sort of thing that we do every day. And again, if someone thought it helpful to have the requester address us with respect to remaining factual questions, I would certainly support that motion. I, with all due respect to the requester, don't need to hear from the senator or senator's counsel on this, because I think it's close enough for me to know where I am. But again, I would support that in this case, or even taking more time to get a procedure in place and let them do it if anyone else thinks that helpful. If not, then I've made my pitch, and I hope we can soon get some procedures in place that will address, you know, in the future, other AO requests that may have not so clear factual predicates. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Commissioner. Any further comment? Commissioner McGann. Excuse me, Mr. Vice Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would echo the sentiment of my colleagues that I, too, support putting into place a procedure that would allow requesters an opportunity, especially in cases that might present either, you know, kind of thorny legal issues or thorny factual issues, to have them afford them an opportunity to address the commission. I think it would help flesh out some issues, answer some questions, and provide some greater clarity for us as we decide how we're going to vote on a particular advisory opinion. So I would just echo what they said and also voice my support for putting into place that procedure and other procedures. With regard to this particular request, I agree that it is different than other requests that we've received in the past with respect to the issue of, you know, investment. Is it an investment? But we do have, you know, our regs do permit the transfer of campaign funds for what we call investment purposes. We don't define investment. And so that kind of puts us in the tricky situation of trying to determine what is a legitimate investment and what is not a legitimate investment. And movie investments, this isn't an unusual investment. There's nothing about, I mean, this is ever since, you know, movies became mainstream entertainment, investment in those has been quite commonplace. Investors all the time are putting money into movies hoping it's the next Star Wars and not the next Ishtar. But it is not, to me, just because it's a movie doesn't mean that it's not a legitimate investment. And also, even a movie about a public policy issue doesn't mean that it's not one that isn't seeking a return on investment. We've seen, you know, Fahrenheit 9/11 or Al Gore's An Inconvenient Truth, while very heavily invested in issues of politics and public policy, ended up turning, I think, fairly sizable profits. So I'm not in a position to say that there's nothing that I can see in our regulations or in the statute that demonstrates to me that this is not a legitimate investment. Like I said before, this isn't, you know, what is and what isn't legitimate is not an area of expertise within, at least with not me personally and generally not in the commission's expertise either. And without seeing anything that says that this is prohibited or is not a legitimate investment, I too find that if it's not prohibited and if there's nothing that says you can't do this, then you can. And so I am inclined to find a yes on this. As Commissioner McGann pointed out, I don't think we have four votes for a yes. It may be just one of these situations where the best we can do is to instruct counsel to draft up a response saying that the commission hasn't been able to decide. But that's where I have fallen. That's where I come out on this issue.
Thank you, Mr. Vice Chairman. Any further comment? I have been willing to support the B draft and then the more refined, I guess, C draft in view of further thinking on it. And my view is, if we automatically say it's yes until we say no, when do we ever say no? I think we have to be willing to look at things on a case-by-case basis. We've always done that, and case-by-case means that there are some cases that get a no, and there's some cases that get a yes. And I look at this particular situation, and it seems to me that when you ask a contributor to contribute to a campaign, and then the money goes into promotion and the construction of a film, that it's beyond the pale of what most people think when they're making a contribution to a candidate to get elected. And typically the money, in my view, in the view of most donors, would be that it's going to further a person's campaign. And in this particular case, there's no evidence that's going to be the case, but the one thing that I think most donors think is that the money will be there for campaign use. When one goes to invest in a movie, it may be an investment that some people can afford to get into. For many, it's not an investment that people are willing and perhaps should, depending on their circumstances. Good. It involves significantly more risk of a return than it does when you put money in bonds or CDs or ways in which there can be a modicum of interest in a return, but you never lose the liquidity, and very, very rare would you ever lose the amount, at least up to $250,000 of guaranteed funds if that's what you decide to do. And I think that a trust fund, the campaign funds have been given a wide latitude historically, but we shouldn't lose track of the fact that the way the funds are raised, the way the funds are accounted for, and the way the funds are expended are still very much governed by law, and in some degree there's a trust relationship that exists in how they're used. So I'm concerned about giving a carte blanche to investment by a committee in a film. And if we take the position that it's always yes until no, and investment in a film is okay, then I can see there'll be a potential for a lot of different ways in which we'll be trying to figure out, okay, now when will we say no? Because there'll be the thought that this money could be used for a variety of different reasons, may be lost and may never be available at a time when a person may really need it for campaign funds. So those are my concerns on going this far in this particular case. There was also, and perhaps some elaboration could be helpful, but it appears to me that there is a position or a potential for a transfer of the rights to either the senator or the committee. It looks to me like the senator, so that at some point the senator could be an owner of an LLC or a portion of an LLC, which would have an outright interest in the film. If that were the case, then the money from that investment by the campaign funds would actually inure to the benefit personally of the senator. And that, I think, would be beyond the pale of what I'm comfortable with supporting today. Commissioner Hatter.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think in this case, for me, it's easier to say yes when there is no no, because the law that governs this specific question that we're dealing with now specifically says that you may spend campaign funds for a list of purposes and for any other lawful purpose, unless such use is personal use. And because I don't think this is personal use, it does fit into the category of for any other lawful purpose. And while I think it could be argued, and it might be true, that a campaign donor doesn't expect their money to go to a movie production, that's not what the law says. If the law didn't have for any other lawful purpose, then I think it would be more relevant with respect to, you know, how the campaign funds would be spent and whether or not we should be the guardians of you know, people donating funds to campaigns. It's just not what the law says right now. So I think for me, in this case, it is easier to say yes unless there's a specific reason for saying no. And also one other little comment on the advisory opinion process. I just want to make clear that I think we should hear from requester, but we should also hear from them on legal issues, not just factual. And I don't think anybody said just factual issues. I don't want to presume that all we need to know is the facts and then we're the only ones that can decide how to apply the law to that. I think it'd be useful to hear about both factual and legal analysis in the advisory opinion process.
Thank you very much. At this particular moment, I have a request to take a recess, so I'm going to honor that request, and we'll be back in the business in a quarter to 11. We're back on the air. We're reconvening. We're going to break a record today, and this is the first time in my experience when we've ever called a recess and reconvened before we said we were going to do it. So I think we're ready to go. In the interim, we got a request to table this matter to hear further clarification on the issues that were raised today. It's my understanding we have a consensus from the commissioners to go ahead and do that till next Thursday. Do I hear a motion to table until next Thursday? Hearing no motion.
I think we're ready to proceed on this side. So if you want to table, I think it's got to come. I think even the chair could probably make that under the rules.
I'll be happy to make
it. Yeah, I'm asking for it. I'll do it myself either way.
Mr. Chairman, I'll move that we table this advisory opinion, draft advisory opinion 2009-11 until next week's meeting. Do I need to make any further record? Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. Commissioner Brown has made the motion to table till next Thursday. Any debate? If not, all in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Do I hear four?
Aye.
Commissioner McGinn? Aye. All in favor, we will table that till next Thursday, 5-0 vote.